Folk session number 12092, reel 3.
Mr. Jordan, reel 3. Was there much of a fine to the monastery?
Well, that's as far as we're concerned. You've got your for the mortar platoon. You've got your senior sergeant, which is at an observation. He's observing. You're undercover. Now he's the one that would see all that was happening. Yourself, you're just concentrating on what he's telling you, which is he might turn around and say, to alter your sights, your range, you've got to alter your range or the direction, and you're observing that. And when you've got this sorted out, you tell him you're ready, you're okay, and you're ready for firing. So then he'll tell you what to do. You fire, and how many to fire, and where to put it. So you don't observe much of what's happening with you being you had to be a certain amount undercover. You see, so you don't get that.
Were you surprised that you were having to pull back without much fighting?
Well, no, because we'd heard of what was happening in general right around, because we'd had it right from the start, from Louvain, when we was warned that the either side had packed, you know, had given way. So Jerry was going through, so we knew we had to do a rear guard. So it was a case of what the boys could do, what we could do ourselves, and then get out for the next. We knew we had to do it, and it was going to happen, because we was all directed to make our way towards Dunkirk.
What's happened to you after the monastery?
Well, we didn't go into action to that extent again. We was making our way all the time back towards Dunkirk as we could get, because he'd gone back so fast, and we had to get through this corridor. You only had a corridor, small corridor, which at times was a matter of a mile, 2 miles wide, and you had to get through.
What condition were you in by this time?
Well, I was all right. Very little sleep, very little food, but in ourselves, we'd had plenty of training pre-war, and we was a fit unit.
What happened to you by the time you got to the perimeter at Dunkirk?
I was still okay, and majority of the boys were all right. Again, we was on. Again, we was waiting for the Germans and for the orders in which to do. You see, the evacuation had started, so all we could do was just wait our turn.
Were you expected to be rear guard?
Well, no, because when we got there, you see, when we got into Dunkirk, the rear guard had already been posted. They were all round, and they were holding back the Germans for the main BEF to come through. So your main BEF was going through, and then they had to take or get away whatever way they could off the beach.
Did you go to Dunkirk or the beaches?
No, we went to the beach at Dunkirk, and it was there. On the second or no, the third, we waited 2 or 3 days. We didn't. We had to stay there, as I say. The some of the regiment was Sherwoods. There was 3 battalions of Sherwoods there, and they was all 2 battalions was already. They were in the positions for rear guard, and our battalion didn't do a lot. They did go in position, but that's when I got the night I I was there. It was the last raid of the night that the Germans came over, and I said to a friend of mine, Danny Matthews, I said, "Come on, Danny," I said, "let's go in there and in that chaos and sit there for the night." He said, "All right then." So in we went, and I faced the outside, and he was by the side of me. I faced there, and we heard the whistle, and the bomb dropped in the front, right in the opening, and I got full blast in the face. I woke up in the morning, and I had strike small shrapnel pieces in the head, and blinded. And then that was me, and I went off. I was taken. He took me to the regimental aid post on the beach, and from there I came back to the UK.
So you came to in the regimental aid post?
Yeah, well, not necessarily. One of the aid posts on the beach, or at Dunkirk.
So do you remember anything about being evacuated?
No. I don't remember a thing. All I was more concerned with, I had to, myself, I mean, I couldn't see nothing. And you're concentrating on what other people are telling you to do.
How long did it take you to recover?
3 weeks. I was 3 weeks in Sheffield, in an emergency hospital in Sheffield.
Did you make a total recovery?
As good as. I've get trouble now. I've had trouble all the time in my head since then.
You were telling me that you took up duties during the Blitz. Was that at Southend?
Yes. Yeah, we've done Southend. I went. I was sent up to Scotland first of all, where they formed a new battalion, the 13th, in Renfrew, just outside Glasgow. And we got them going after 3 months there. Then we were sent down to Southend from there.
As part of the 13th Battalion?
The 13th Battalion went full down to Southend. We were and they went there on duties while the Blitz was being taken on. So we were getting it both, you know, as Jerry went in, if he dropped anything, what he didn't drop in London, he dropped it on the way back.
Can you describe the Blitz at Southend?
Well, not too bad. It was nerve-wracking at times, especially when the nights came on and they got going. The ACAC was going heavy.
Was there much damage done to the town?
Well, fortunately, no, not in the town. There was a few dropped in the town, but a lot of the stuff that Jerry was dropping in the Thames and the mud flats. You see, because you've got the south end there, you've got a big area of flats, mud flats, about a mile or more, because the pier of South End is a mile and a half long, well, a mile and a quarter across along, and that's before they get into the Thames runway of the. So a lot of dirt from the Germans was landing there, and a few got into the town. You got quite a number. Had casualties.
What was morale like in the town amongst the civilians?
No problems.
Did you think the Germans would get across the narrow seas?
Well, I didn't think. No, we always said that they wouldn't get, and if they did, they wouldn't last long.
They wouldn't last long.
No, we didn't think they would. Not ourselves.
Why did you not think they would last long?
Well, there's nothing like a person is, they'll fight far and they'll go far better on their own land.
But did you have the equipment to cope?
No, no, we didn't. That was the trouble. But fortunately, it did come.
What were you equipped with in Southend?
Oh, we still had our own. We had our own unit, rifles, etc., as an infantry unit, and you had all that. We wasn't short mortars and everything else that was required, carriers for the brain gun carriers. We had everything.
Everybody had a rifle, did they?
Oh yes, yes, there was no shortage of that. We all had rifles, bayonets, all your ammunition, your amount you wanted.
And fully equipped with automatic weapons?
Oh yes, a standard for the unit. I mean, I'm not saying you got 400, you got 800 men in the regiment, in the battalion, and 800 automatics. You'd only have your standard, what was allowed by the Ministry of Defence per unit. If you had a section with one Tommy gun in, you had a Tommy gun, and that's all there was. And if it was a brain gun, and your rifles, well, one had a brain gun, he had a rifle. So each individual was armed one way or another.
Because we sometimes hear that after the fall of France, that the army had nothing, that they didn't even have enough rifles.
No, well, that's right, but don't forget that although we took them over, they're still making, they knew what that the forces had to be, that somebody's going to lose here and there, lose rifles, and the ammunition factories were still working, so they were producing. So, and as they were forming up different battalions in areas, so they had to have rifles and things like that for training. Now, you see, what a lot of people didn't realise, that the army got them, their weapons, but the likes of the local defence volunteers, they had to train and do things the best way they could, and hoping that, and the forces were, or the government's hoping that long enough, in time they would get sufficient munitions made. I mean, the factories had got to do it, and when they could do it, then it was supplied.
Were you on beach defence at Southend? How were you deployed in the battalion?
Not myself. Again, you see, with mortar platoon, you're at headquarters in itself. The infantry side, or the individual companies, they'd do their beach defences, but we never had to go on that because we was the mortar platoon in itself as backup for the infantry companies.